everybody. This is Dr. Cherry. Well, looks like if I'm a little bit behind today on the show, I guess what's going on is that nasty virus that has affected PBS websites, and many of websites have been knocked down, and it bugs everybody. That's what it is. But not enough to stop me doing my show today, 1 hour behind. And to those of you who are listening, again, welcome to Dr. Cherry Cosmic Code Radio Show. And for those who are missing the show because I was not there 1 hour earlier, you can always pick us up on the archives. Now, well, today the moon is in Cancer, which means the beginning or ending of very important phases of life. And as Moon Power 2009 Mansion, be ready, because anything that is launched under such a celestial energy will indeed, in the long run, affect people for good or for worse, depending on their karma. Pretty much like this very nasty virus that's supposed to start today. Again, my book Moon Power was about a year and a half ahead also in predicting the coming, the birthing, the start of this nasty virus for today that would mess up computers' worlds. Am I good or what? You know, people don't have cosmic consciousness, so I have to refresh their memory. Pretty much like with Tiranya, sometime I mentioned to her, I say, honey, look, the moon is right on your dragon's tail, and this is why you have no energy, this is why you're down, this is blah, 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 blah. Then the next thing you know, a few days later, a mother calls, and the moon happens to be on her dragon's tail, and there she is, all the way depressed, all down, and, you know, throwing a lot of bad news and despair, literally, to Tiranya. And then the next thing happened with God knows whom. And people do not know. They do not understand and handle the cosmic code. They are not ready for the major significant timing for the beginning or ending of important phases of life or a nasty virus hitting the internet. I do. And this is why I am here today again, making you aware that that moon in Cancer represents the beginning or ending of very important phases of life. Well, let me tell you that another very important phase of my life has started today. Tiranya has been very busy calling the police left and right, and dedicated to help me to pass on my message of the deadly plutonic window that destroys lives and makes our public servant so vulnerable, the police. I cannot throw names out there, and I won't do that, but she connected me with a very, very important police chief, and we had a long discussion over the telephone, where I was trying in the few minutes that I had to pass on 35 years of my investigative values in my work. So I didn't let him talk too much. I just did the talking. And he understood and felt not only the message, the importance of the message I was trying to convey to him, but also my passion and my nature as a speaker. I did a little reading for him, and he just gave me the month of his birth. And that was enough for me to get the channeling from the universe. And that tells me so much about the message here, that there is no accident in life. The future is indeed the reincarnation of the thought, and if you put something up there in the universe, soon or later it will happen, it will transpire. So I told this cop a story that happened to me. And I asked him, of course, politely, if he had time. He said, yeah, I got time for you, Dr. Teresa. I said to him, look, listen to this. Many years ago, I was on my way back from Las Vegas. And on my way through Phoenix, we used to live in San Diego during those days, It was about 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that, very, very early in the morning, in the winter, very, very cold. And all of a sudden, my gosh, the temperature started to go all the way up to a very dangerous red level. So I thought, oh my gosh, what's happening here? So I stopped the car, and of course, smoke all over the place. And I realized that the fan belts that would cool the car broke down. So I had no cooling in my car. So I said, oh my gosh. My ex-wife, Bridget, was panicking. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I said, cool down. It's fine. It's fine. So as you know, I have a degree in engineering. And now if you don't, now you do. So I'm smart, put it this way. And I'm shy. So I went in the back of my car. I picked up some newspaper that was there. And I always keep some paper for some whatever reason, some clothes, whatever it is. And I opened my hood, and you know, for security purpose, the hood can only open for 2 or 3 inches, and it has a lock that stops it the look going through your windshield. And so I put some paper to keep that gap open, and I knew, and I thought, you know, Porsches and Volkswagen don't use water; they use air cooling system. So I can only try that. If I can go fast enough and bring enough cool air on the top of the head of my engine, the cool air will keep the temperature down and I would not burst my engine. Okay, the head gasket is very, very fragile. So if you don't cool it down, it's going to blow up. And I said, that's the only way to go back to San Diego. And I start to fly. And I was, you know, looking at that gauge, making sure it stayed on the green. And the only way for that thing to be cooled down, okay, and to stay on the green, was for me to be always above 85 or 90 miles per hour. Of course, after 60 or 70 miles, a cop went behind me. Woo, 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 are you crazy or what? Stopped the car, asked me for my paper, and he stick his flashlight in my face, and he says, do you know how fast you were going? I said, not exactly, officer, but pretty fast. Yeah, you were going 100 miles per hour, if not faster than that. I clocked you over 100 miles an hour. Why is your speed in the middle of the night? And I said to him, look, I explained to him my situation, what I was trying to do to cool down my engine. He laughed at me and he says, well, that's a pretty smart idea, but I still have to give you a ticket for speeding. And then he goes, where are you from? Because you recognize my accent. And I said, well, I'm from France. And he goes, oh, I see. And if you remember, during those days, French and American were very friendly. We friend together because we were working together in Iraq or in Iran, whatever the trouble was. So and then he says, what are you doing here? I said, well, I am coming back from Vegas where I was doing a lecture on astrology. He looked at me and he goes, do you believe in this junk? I said, tell you what, this is not a religion. It's not something you believe. You have to study it. He says, huh? And I look at him and say, you know what? The way you behave, you must be a Gemini. This cop nearly dropped his flashlight. He says, oh my gosh, how do you know I was born in June? Then I start to explain to him a few things. And you know what? He was using his flashlight on the top of the hood of his cruiser, and here I was with pen and paper in my book doing his chart. I was freezing my butt because it was so cold. And Bridget was in the car wondering, what the hell is my husband doing with that cup for so long out there? So I went back to the window and I said, honey, everything is fine. And she goes, oh my gosh, only you, only you. And I went back to do the reading for the cop. Now listen to this. Not only the cop did not give me a ticket, he actually told me where all the other troopers were, radioed them, okay, and he also, and his family became my clients. So that is a story about that cop. And that tells me that not only I'm lucky with the police, but my 10th house of career, my public standing, if you count 10 from February, which is the month I was born, is into the world of Scorpio. Okay? And Scorpio rules the police force, it rules the mafia, it rules anything to do with the FBI, the CIA. And after discussing the possibility of me teaching for the academy police chief was very, very interested. So he gave me his email address, and what I did is send him the files and put him on my newsletters. So he's a Cosmic Code reader right now. And all the newsletter, the last few newsletters that I wrote are dedicated to the police, where I'm asking literally everybody to help me to reach the cops, because the police, these people don't have to die. The police do not have to die because they are not aware of the plutonic windows. And on my newsletters, I use keywords representing the negative windows. And then the first one is famous death, dramatic news, police, FBI, CIA, mob, secrets, scandals, wake-up calls, terrorism, finances, sex, serial killers, the police making the news. These are the keywords that I use to represent what is a plutonic window. And I usually add also a quatrain. A quatrain that can be pretty scary if you're not used to my work. But what I want you to do right now is to write down. I want you to write down two dates, because I'm going to give you I'm going to give you two dates in April where you're going to be able to judge the power of Dr. Cherry when it comes to predictive astrology. So April the 10th and April the 25th. I'm just giving you the plutonic window for the month of April. I want you to write this down. April the 10th and April the 25th. And you can be sure, as the sun's going to rise tomorrow, that Dr. Cherry will do it again. And that means during those days, you can expect someone famous to die, very dramatic news involving the police, mobs, secret, and again, scandals, and terrorism, and finances, and sex, and especially serial killers and cops being killed. So I'm giving you those two dates. And as you know, in 3 or 4 days from today, I think it's April the 6th, I'm going to be on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. 20 million people are going to hear me giving the next 2 or 3 months plutonic windows, and giving a link that allows everybody to read the plutonic windows through the entire year. Now, remember that you don't only have the plutonic window interacting. You have the moonic window and the uranic window, not just the plutonic windows. And each one of these energy produces a very specific piece of news. And this is what I'm going to explain on Coast to Coast. And for those of you, of course, that are VIP Cosmic Code readers, you have already received all the informations about it. So I want you to keep an eye. Remember April the 10th, April the 25th, and let everybody know. And then when something happens, as I see it happening, as always, send me an email or feedback, because I'm going to collect now feedback from you so I can show the police and the cops that other people who are ahead of them have noticed the values of astropsychology and realized the deadly plutonic windows, and they should too. All right? Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about something that that we went through, Tiranya and I. We went and visited probably what I would consider the most incredible man in this planet. Do you agree with me, Tiranya?
I agree. At first, I didn't even want to go, and it wasn't because I didn't want to go. It was because, well, ladies, you understand that whenever you get a day, you just don't feel good because, well, nature has its cycle on you, and you know what I'm talking about. But then, anyways, Louis, as always, is very persuasive and kept pulling my arm because, well, I'm always sort of a hanged man, I guess you'd say, because I never want to just look forward and go ahead with what I have to offer. It's always need to be pushed to do it. So I just kept listening to him, and he kept pulling my arm. You know, he's like, "You've got to go. You've just got to go." And I was like, not really understanding what he was talking about. You know, I thought it was just going to be like a romantic getaway, which, you know, I wasn't ready for at that particular moment. But when we went, just getting into the car and driving away from Phoenix, through the middle of it all, I could start to feel something so incredible and so beautiful just through all the fields, and it just kept getting better and better through all the windmills we saw and just all the mountains, palm trees. And when we arrived, and we were driving down near the Kodak Theater, we had came to a man, just totally incredible. I never thought a day like this in my life would ever come. I mean, this was like opening up a brand new treasure box. I mean, like a little girl in front of her music box, you know, and she has this dream, and she's looking at the ballerina spinning. This was like a dream come true to meet a masterpiece.
Now, let me ingest this real fast for my listeners that the man in question is called Pascal Bettio. He's a senior senator, and he worked for the California Senior Legislature, for the state of California. He's now retired. But behind this political accomplishment, the most incredible artistic spiritual man that nobody knows came through, so to speak. So we arrived at the building, and you know, we were in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, we were in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. It was slam-packed there, jam-packed. And then Pasquale calls us. He was out there waiting for us, waving, and he was all dressed up in his beret and his beautiful suit that he made himself, and he was waving at us, and I was like thinking to myself, I feel like I'm in a movie or something, you know, because I'd never been to California before, especially that part of it. And we picked him up, he got in, and I'm like, whoa, J.J. Pasquale sitting behind me in the Hummer. And I had to really look at him really closely to understand, to recognize who he was. And I was like, I remember this man. I was like 5 years old or so. I remember seeing his face. I remember him. And he's like this big artist. But me and him are so connected because we have like the same dragon's tail. We have the same stars and everything. He's an artist. I'm an artist. And we just connected so beautifully, and we went and parked, and we started walking, and little did I know what was ahead of me. I mean, this was truly a castle. We walked into this building.
Now, describe about the building a bit outside.
On the outside, the doors were just all, I don't even know how to describe this building. I mean, anyone else might just look at it and say, oh, that's a regular building.
No.
But this building was not just a regular building. It was very old, with dragons and lions on it and everything. And my dragon's head is in Leo, which Leo is the lion, and which is on Dr. Jerry's seventh house of marriage, contracts and partnerships. And also, Pasquale is like the head of the dragon in Leo, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this just started ringing bells all around me. And we walked in, up the stairs. It was truly magnificent. My eyes see everything. Like, I have the keen perception of a cat. Because every piece that he had created hanging on those walls, I could just see right through it. And it was everything that Dr. Cherry teaches. I saw everything in there was just a message to say this is the way. Something brand new is about to begin. 2009 is the start for the whole world.
And this is absolutely incredible. The art form that Pasquale is able to generate is mind-boggling. And as a matter of fact, for those of you who are my VIPs, there will be a newsletter with
a
lot of his art and information will be divulged.
The full story.
Yeah, and the building has dragons on the top and eagle. It is probably, if not, the most older building you can get. The building itself has such a vitality, such a personality, such mystical power within his own self. And again, I took different pictures of different angle of that building.
And his work.
Yeah.
And his work.
And you will see it. You will see it all in the newsletter. This is absolutely phenomenal. This building has so many levels. Pasquale first, I think, brought us downstairs and he said, well, this is where we're going to have this and this and that and lectures and the most of the top of actors. And this is going to be absolutely phenomenal. There's no other way around it.
But it's not just that. The weird thing is, I wouldn't even call it really weird. This is, when we went up, we saw this head that he had created. And in the back of the head, it was like a statue head. It was like the open brain with all these electronical pieces.
Oh my gosh.
Aquarius, because he tells Aquarius, but it was like all electronical. It was like cosmic code right there. And it looked just like Dr. Turi. I mean, it did. It was solid. Just black hair, white skin, and I just said, okay, that's Dr. Turi right there, and the back of his brain, and it was just showing all the path to the rest of Pasquale's framed art that he had. Every single piece that he had, if you look closely at it, you can see some way or another the dragon, you can see astral projection, the total cosmic consciousness in every single piece that he does, all the colors, just everything. And then from there, we after we viewed each room that he had and all of the clothing that he had maybe worn in past lives or it had something to do with his past life.
There is no way really to discuss the power and the creativity that Pasquale inherited from God. What I'm trying to tell you is in that newsletter, you are going to have you're going to glance at the incredible artistical potential that this man is offering the world. And this is the man who said to me, Dr. Turi, I'm going to help you to build your school in this building right there, just across the Kodak building, where all the famous people are. As a matter of fact, you were standing on the cross of whom?
Of Marilyn Monroe, right across the street. I just happened to walk right on her star, and I was looking right up at the building, and the lions were just looking down at me, and it was just like, okay, I'm going to tell you, everybody in this world is going to come together. I can feel it. I don't know when. I don't know what. I mean, I know it's going to be towards the 2012 new age of Aquarius, because I know that people's gonna come together and realize that this is the way to go. This is the true reality of life, and I just don't know how to explain that. Each day keeps getting stronger and stronger with Dr. Turi for me, because through all of our problems, I am so tough and strong. We are tough and strong together. The most magical things keep happening, and it just really brings tears to my eyes, because then we walked down that day, and we were supposed to meet someone by the name of Giovanni. I don't know if she's listening right now. And Isaac, I don't know his last name. I didn't even ever meet this man or this lady before in my life.
Oh my gosh.
But we walked down together, me, Pasquale, and Dr. Turi, across the street to meet them, and they waved at us across the street, and I just could feel their vitality all the way from across the street. They waved at us. They came across. They were such incredible people. Everybody, they came in with us. We're like this brand new family. I don't even know how to tell you. We walk in and we view everything together. I mean, what? This is so freaking beautiful. I don't know what to say right now. You would just have to be me to understand. Well, we're going to write about this.
Indeed.
We're going to make this something special.
Very special.
Yeah, Isaac and Giovanni, I don't know if you're out there listening right now, but you guys are just truly magnetic,
wonderful
people. And everybody in the world who's listening, you need to get down on it with us. You need to take our hands and join in the circle, because I have been working with this police thing. Something's been telling me something about the police in my mind every single day. Because, you know, I look at the news, and it keeps getting worse and worse day by day. And I hate it. I really do. I want this world to change.
Well, honey, the world is set the way it's set, because we are all pretty much on hell right here, right now.
It is. But you know what? I believe that this world can get peace that it needs, the love and the light that it needs. And I know that the police are going to listen, and we can make this world a much better place. Much better place, indeed.
And indeed, that's the goal. That's the goal, to get enough people to realize the power of the cosmic code. And again, with the listeners' help, it's so very important that if you read my newsletter, if you hear about me, and to join us, to help us, to push the name out there, Dr. Tree, and I'm not doing this on a selfish manner. I'm doing this because I know that if you're listening to this show, reading my newsletter, or if you're a client or a student or a patient, I know that you know that I got something, and my heart is 150% committed to help the children of tomorrow.
Yes.
And then you have to work with us. You have to pass it on. You have to say good things about me. You have to endorse me. And then you want to take the time to read those newsletters and send it to your local police chief. Says, look, you know what? You really should listen to Dr. Cherry. And get me in your city to lecture. It's happening right now. With that.
We can combine art with all this reality, spiritual awakening facts, valuable information, folks. And we can combine it all together and make this something absolutely that the world has never experienced before. The world, I'm going to tell you, wants to experience this. I think everybody out there wants to do something with all this knowledge that's coming from Dr. Cherry, but they just don't know how to do it. It's really quite easy. All you have to do is just get online. If you don't have a computer, you know, get in the phone books or go down to your local police department, you know. Gather some information from newspapers. Gather some information from books. Anything you have, and put something together and show them. Show them what this man can do. Because I'm going to tell you, man, he is real. Dr. Cherry is real. Giovanni told me the same thing. She was sitting in there, and she didn't even think that day was going to happen. She wasn't even expected to come down there. But it brought tears to her eyes when she told me that something about her and Isaac has been going on, and it's not gonna stop. This is set to happen. I don't know what's about to happen, but something big with the schools for the children of tomorrow. Something with this world, with the police. Something's got to give, because we can't keep seeing children die. We can't keep seeing people die for just stupid reasons. This has got to get better.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much for your feedback. You know what? Tirania is like that. She's an Aries. She either won't talk or she's going to be talking. And it's just a dream to have her smiling, to have her talking to me. She's got such a beautiful voice. My gosh. Just give me some feedback. Email us and tell her what you think of Tirania's voice, because I want her to work a little bit more on the radio, and she's still a little bit insecure. But the confidence is building by the second with me. All right, now what we're going to do, because we're going to be only half an hour, we're already late, so I'm going to do some reading here, and then we're going to talk to Deborah. She's from New York. Deborah, are you in line, honey? If you are, answer me. Deborah, are you here? Where is the button here? Deborah,
I'm here.
Okay,
can you hear me?
I can hear you very well now, Deborah. Okay, what type of question do you have for me today, Deborah?
Yes, I would like to know, what is the best career for someone with my dragon's head?
Well, honey, let me tell you right away, this is amazing that the first person that called today has pretty much, not pretty much, the exact same dragon of this police chief that I'm supposed to be lecturing at the police academy. You were born with the head of the dragon in Scorpio, you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
All right, Scorpio rules anything and everything that dwells with metaphysics, the medical field, science, investigation, investment, other people, money, power, sex, witchcraft. You're talking about the most powerful dragon you can get.
Oh.
That is, if you manage to reach it and the blessings of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in the case of this police chief, to take him as an example, he was born in June. So his dragon set sits on his 6 hours of work and service to the world in the world of Scorpio, and that's why he's involved in the police department as a big elite, so to speak. And because of him, I'll be able to reach the rest of the police force. But that this doesn't mean you have to become a cop yourself. I'm just pointing out what the dragon wants you to do. Now, you were born in May, with the moon in Taurus. Also, so your soul's purpose is to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. But the problem with those born with the tail of the dragon in Taurus is that they are very, very stubborn. And they can't let go of what they have accepted as reality, and they are afraid of taking chances. Do I make sense?
So yep, the
universe is going to force you, Deborah, to lose everything in life. That happened to you yet?
Yes, it has.
Yep, no, anything from partners, relationship, marriage, business, name it. You're going to be forced underground. And through your dragon seed in Scorpio, experience a rebirth. You have to rebirth yourself. And each time you go through dramatic experience, you rebirth stronger and better. Let me give you this example. It's like a little girl, okay? She is talking to her mother on the phone, and she's crying. She says, "Mom, guess what? My boyfriend cheated on me, and he went with my best friend. And then on top of that, guess what? I failed the exam. And guess what, Mom? On top of that, my car is broken, and this is so rough. This is so hard." And then the mother says, "Well, honey, listen to me. This is life. This is life. And I'm going to make you happy, okay? I'm going to give you your favorite cake." And then she goes, "Okay, Mom." And they both go to the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. And arriving in the kitchen, the mother says, "Okay, there is 3 eggs here. They are raw. You could start by swallowing those 3 eggs. And the daughter says, "What?" And then Mom says, "Okay, when you finish with the eggs, I want you to get some a raw flour, and just try to swallow the flour. And then while you're at it, you see, you mix the salt and you mix the sugar together, and get this little package here, and then just swallow it all." The daughter says, "Mom, are you insane? Did you lose everything? What's the matter with you?" The mom says, No. This is what I'm trying to say to you, daughter, is that all the rough things that happen to you in life, if you mix them properly, they'll turn out to be beautiful ingredients when they cook and become the beautiful cake that you like." Do I make sense?
Yes, you do.
That's transformation. You've got to transform from raw into beauty, into love, into all sorts of things. So you have to die to the raw form, and the eggs have to be mixed with the flour and the sugar and the salt. And at the end, the product is a beautiful, wonderful, tasty cake. Do I make sense?
Yes, you do.
So you are all about transformation. And you have to learn to let go. You have great potential a new age matter, because your 10th house of career is into the sign of Aquarius. Now, the problem is you may not be on that energy, and how do you want the universe or God to reward you if you're not in that energy? Do you use computers?
Yes, I do.
Well, you are halfway there. Have you thought of getting into the world of learning, teaching new age matter or computers, electronics, or writing?
Well, I currently teach, but I teach English, but I've thought of teaching other subjects.
Well, your 10th house of career doesn't teach English, honey. Your 10th house of career teaches metaphysics or anything that is well ahead of time. If you don't do what the universe wants you to do, the universe is not going to help you. You could be teaching English for the rest of your life and get a paycheck. Or if you decide to get going into metaphysics, maybe you should become one of my students and use your computer, open a website, and teach the world. Then the universe says, "Oh, you're doing the right thing. You're the right time. So I'm going to help you." But in order for you to understand what your dragon wants to do, you've got to digest 525 pages of work that took me 35 years to assimilate. Nothing comes easy, honey. You need to put your work. You have to die to who you are entirely and take chances. And then make your paycheck.
Okay, so just quit my job and start.
I can only guide you from your question. And again, you're talking about your money, your health, your career. A little reading that I do over the internet on the Cosmic Code radio show, it's not like a full life reading. You need to understand a little bit more before you quit your job. So maybe you want to invest on me if you feel comfortable. Let me make you a 90-minute tape. Let me help you to rebuild your subconscious. Let me point out some universal rules that apply to your job. Let me send you all the material. Invest in me and then make your decision. You got all that?
Yes, I did. That sounds very good.
Intuitively, you know that I am right. And that little voice inside of you, Deborah, has never lied to you. But you haven't yet learned to really listen to it. Just start with me. Let me take care of you. I will take good care of you. And from there, in a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, you're going to say, oh my gosh, Dr. Thierry, you were so right. And you will become, again, one of my happy, satisfied clients. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good then. Okay, so I should activate Aquarius as my career house, not the Scorpio.
Well, the Scorpio and the Aquarius works together. Is there an intrinsic part of your energy? But you need to understand the entire housing system and the dragon to make significant progress.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all a matter of education. What do you want to say to
her? Everybody has 12 houses. That's the thing everyone needs to understand about their own unique celestial identity. Everybody in this world. And everything in those 12 houses is something that's dealing with your life that you have to understand, and you have to use it.
There you go. That's the idea. That's
towards your daily routine. Because if you don't, that's where you're going to have all your troubles, and you're going to fall in the mud. And a lot of people can't get out once they get stuck because they are lazy, or they just don't want to listen.
Or their
fears. But you don't need to be scared at all. I'm going to tell you right now. It's the truth, and it's the only way to go.
All right, Deborah, sweetheart.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You're definitely a blessing, both of you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, love.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Okay. Well, let's go. Oh, let's go to France. Let's go to Paris and talk to Elena. How are you, Elena? Are you here? Hello, Elena, are you here? Hello, Elena? Elena?
Hello?
Hello, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, Elena.
Hi.
You want to know something? My birthday is one day after yours, just different years.
Really?
Yeah.
But the same year or not the same year?
It's different years, but what's cool is it's your calling today, girl.
All right. Like all Aries, Elena, you talk quite a lot. As a matter of fact, you have a gift in communication. So let me ask you some question here. First of all, your head of the dragon is in Gemini. So you may look younger than your age. You're definitely a master in communication, and that means writing, talking, selling, photography, modeling, or teaching, or cooking. You have so much gift. It's insane. Tell me, what you're doing in life.
Actually, I write. You didn't say writing, but it's the one I have.
I said writing.
I didn't hear it. No, I'm a journalist. Well, kind of. I'm working as a freelance. So I like writing, and that's part of my life, writing.
Well, this is exactly what I said. So you understood me, yes?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you saying that. What, you know, you said cooking. I didn't hear writing.
I said you were born with the head of the dragon in Gemini. Gemini rules communication, writing, talking, photography, languages.
Sorry.
The general communication world. And that's exactly what you do.
Yeah,
now,
that's exactly what I do.
Being a Gemini, a dragon's head, and born in April, you have to learn to listen. Sometimes you talk too much.
Well, that's the point of view, because people say But I do listen very much, so depends on, I mean, depends on the situation I am in, I guess.
Yeah, but again, you don't want to take it personally because it's a gift.
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Because when you were born with so much power, you become an ADD, and you don't listen to your teachers because you got so much nervous energy, it's difficult to sit you 5 minutes. Do I make sense now?
No, I was told to about my energy to be like, I don't know the word in English, canalisé?
Being an ADD means that you got so much mental and physical power that you run all over the place. This is Einstein was ADD. I am ADD, and it's a gift.
Even Bill Clinton?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bill Clinton. Yes, mm-hmm. you have the dual nature. Now the number 2, 4, and 6 will follow you forever. How many kids you got?
I have no kids.
Okay, I'm just telling you, you're supposed to have 2. Of everything, do you have any cats or dogs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Neither,
remember,
no.
Okay, how many languages you speak? Maybe that's going to get you. How many languages you speak?
1, 2, 3, 4. Three, let's say 3 very well and 1 a little bit.
Yeah, what I'm trying to steer to you is that the number 2, 4, or 6 will follow you for the rest of your life. So you've never been married and you have no kids?
No.
Okay. All right. Now you have to understand that you have a very, very strong sense of independence, but you also have a very, very good nurturing personality. This is why maybe you like to cook or you like to eat. You like to cook?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a master. You're a master with food, honey. I see it in your chart. You're very nurturing. So you have a side of yourself who wants to stay home and cook, and be married and have kids, and you have the other one who wants to travel the world.
Yes.
Does that make sense? You got you have so many different personalities. Now, another question.
I don't really feel like having kids, actually. A husband, but not really kids.
As I said, in your past life, you have a lot of past life as a male, as a guy. Doesn't take anything
really?
Away. It doesn't take anything away from your femininity. You're still a beautiful girl, beautiful lady. But you have a lot of past life as an Indian male. And when you have a lot of past life as a male, you never had children. Or you're insecure about children. They're going to take your time. They're going to cost you money. They're going to affect your body. Because like all Aries, you are a health lunatic. Sorry.
Yeah, like me.
When I said...
I've got a nephew and a niece. I'm fine like this.
Of course, there's nothing, but I'm talking in a way that I try to make you aware of your talents and your gift, honey. But I can tell you, like all Aries, you are very, very concerned about health.
And it's okay.
My health or health in general?
Health in general. You see, you worry about your health. You say, my health, that's a sign. That's
no, I mean, because it wasn't clear for me that what I was asking.
I understand.
You meant,
I understand.
What did you mean?
I meant that, like all Aries, you're very concerned about matter involving health. And I'm not saying you're going to die of cancer now, okay?
I hope so.
You should come look inside of our cabinets at how many vitamins that I take. But it's good for you.
Well, okay, so this is the traditional Aries personality. Now, many of your past life evolved around the Indians. Now, do you like animals or are you afraid of animals?
I'm afraid of snakes, for instance. But I like animals.
Are you afraid of snake? Because during your past life with the Indians, you were living in a desert and you got stung and you died because of a snake bite. And subconsciously, your subconscious is trying to protect you. And he said, stay away from snake. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yes, yes.
It's very deep. Very, very deep. My information are very deep. But if you listen carefully, you'll understand me. Now, do you have any back problem or allergies?
Allergy, no. Back problem from time to time.
Okay, all right. Because the tail of the dragon is right on your back. Are you afraid of water or not?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. All right. Now, you have an incredible potential. If you wanted to get into the art, you have a lot of potential in the art. You have a lot of potential in the medical field, okay? metaphysics, and but your greatest gift ever is communication, writing, learning, and teaching. That is your real potential. You are actually a messenger of the gods with a double dragon or a dignified dragon into the constellation of Gemini. So anything to do with writing, talking, language, including photography, you are not only gifted but protected. Do you understand that?
Yeah. What about politics, for instance?
Politics is on your 10th house of career. A lot of Aries are into politics or work for the government, the army and the navy, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely nothing you cannot do if you wanted to go into politics, okay? But as you know,
I don't think I'm very diplomatic, am I?
No, you're too direct, and that's part
yeah.
of your gift. You're very, very honest, very honest, and you can be. Sometimes people consider you as the bull in the china shop. Do you understand what that means?
That's not very nice.
I'm so sorry. You can handle the truth. Come on. But honey, I am exactly the same than you, okay? I got a problem with stupidity, and I'm very honest, and that is a gift. That is a blessing, to be honest. The problem is there's a bunch of morons out there who are not as smart as you and I, and they don't like to be taught the truth. So when I tell you you're honest, it's a compliment. You understand
okay.
that?
Yes, I do.
All
Can
right.
I ask a question?
You bet. Go ahead, honey.
I want to know what the universe wants me to do.
The universe wants you to concentrate. You have many, many personalities, and that's your talent, don't get me wrong. But the universe wants you to finish what you start, and you get bored too fast. The universe wants you to get into the teaching. You are a natural teacher. Now, you could teach anything. And I can see that you're also a professional student. Much of the books that you read, would it be political, religious, or scientific, are very interesting. But the universe doesn't want you to learn the normal way. The universe wants you to learn on the radio or by talking to people or by being challenges. Do you understand me?
Yeah, like what, for instance?
Well, you could
How
do...
ways.
Your mental process is so speedy, so fast, and is all over the place. And that, again, is a talent. If you finish what you start, you're going to go a very long way. Now, how many books did you write?
How many books?
Yes.
None.
That's what I'm saying, none. You
haven't yet. I've started...
You start and you don't finish.
One.
Yes, I know. See, the problem is you do not crystallize yourself, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. You get bored.
Yeah.
Your attention
span
goes.
I get bored very fast.
And that's what you call being an ADD, and it's not a disorder, but you have to discipline yourself. Well, I write books every year. I teach. I discipline myself. I stay in my computer when I want to run outside with my dogs and do things. But
every single day.
I discipline myself. And I generate information that the world will benefit. You got the same potential. You've got to find something that you like. Would it be politics? Would it be the food industry? Would it be metaphysics, the art, anything? And then you're going to crystallize it. You're going to write it down and finish it. And then the universe will say, okay, now let's do something else. And you're going to be very progressive in the process.
Yeah, but I understand exactly what you mean. But the thing is, I don't find the way to get there. I mean, I can't see the way. I don't know. I can't find the good way for me to get there. I mean, like to accuse myself or whatever, to do something. I can't find the right way.
Well, that's why you're calling me. And you've got to listen carefully, and you need to find yourself, because you're an Aries. Born in April, Aries is like the baby of the zodiac, which is constantly amazed at looking at his fingers. Aries, your soul's purpose is to find yourself. Once you do find yourself, you will find the way, because the way is in yourself. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
So if you look for yourself, if you look through for yourself through science and religion, you will never find yourself, because God never came down and wrote no books, but God made the stars. So maybe you should look for yourself into the stars, where you came from as a child of the universe. Understand all your strengths and your weaknesses. The only thing I can suggest you, Elena, is to order a full life reading and let me take care of you.
Let me tell you one thing.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, I can only suggest you to go to my website, drturi.com, and order a full life reading. I'm going to give you the grounding you need, and I'm going to show you what it means to be an Aries. I'm going to be talking about your money, your mental process, your dragon, your emotions, your home, your career, your love, your marriage, your past life, your subconscious drive, your wishes, your friends, all the good stuff you should know about yourself, and you don't know it. And that's why you have no ground.
One thing, everybody, that Dr. Cherry has always told me is that the word understand, what it comes from. Under the stars you stand, because under those stars, if you look above into the sky, we all came from up there, and we were all made in the image of God. So if you look above, you will understand.
You would understand yourself.
You will understand your inner self. And if you just follow the path, this path, that's why you guys have called today, because the angels were on your side. They know that you can't find yourself. But it's not always just about finding yourself. It's sometimes about creating yourself. And since you were made in the image of God, and the way you were created, just by looking at your chart. Every one of us in this world has a chart. And if you go by that chart, you'll be able to understand yourself much better.
And that will give you the grounding and the direction you're looking for.
Yes.
Because
you mean everything is linked to God?
Everything is linked to the stars. Remember what any religion tells you, that you were made at the image of God. Correct?
And yes, if you don't believe in God, what happens?
Okay.
If you do believe in universe but not in God, for instance.
Well, that means you don't believe in you, because you were made at the image of God, so that means you are a goddess.
Okay.
You know, I am not teaching Christianity here, Muslim, any type of religion. I'm trying to make you aware that I am not religious myself at all, not a bit.
Okay.
But the only thing that I accept and I realize with the Bible is the first few words, that man was made at the image of God. And there is no difference between two images, which means if you don't believe in God, that means you don't believe in you. Because you are God, and that's why the future is the reincarnation of your thought. That's why everything around you, look at anything around you, okay? Look at anything, a computer, a screen, a window, and tell me what this was 100 years ago. Nothing.
Now, I'm going to start this sentence and see if Dr. Cherry can finish it for you, everyone that's listening. This is what I remember, and this is what I always use. When everybody in this world understands, they remember the 12 apostles, right?
Yeah.
Well, when everybody understands the 12 signs of the zodiac, that's going to be the day that what.
That's going to be the day where cosmic consciousness will be reestablished, and all the junk, religious junk, going to hell and being afraid of God and all this junk will be eliminated. As far as I'm concerned, there is no one church which is big enough to receive God. That's why God himself is in the universe. The universe is infinite, and that's where God and where you came from and where you reside in the universal mind. So once you understand your connection with the divine, and once you understand that you were made at the image of God, and that once you realize you are a goddess, and once you realize the future is the reincarnation of your thought, then God, then you will become one, and then you'll be able to get where you belong. and apply your will. Because if you, you know, why do you think this crazy guy killed? Have you heard of that crazy lunatic who cut his little 5-year-old sister head off? Did you hear that?
No, tell me. I heard so much stuff, but tell me about him, what happened.
Well, there's this 23-year-old kid killed his 19-year-old sister, and then he grabbed his 5-year-old little sister, and the police came into the house, and they put the gun against him, and they said, "Drop the kid." He was so upset. He literally cut her head off, 5-year-old. And then that tells you. And then before that, the 4 police officers that was killed by a lunatic. You heard of that, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't listen to the news. But what I'm trying to tell you is that if you do not understand your stars, you're going to become a robot of the stars, and you cannot apply your will. And that means you're going to be mauled to death like a robot by those stars. But if you raise your cosmic consciousness, if you understand your divinity and how you connect with the universal mind, then you can apply your wisdom. Because knowledge is power and ignorance is evil. Elena, you understand that?
That's for sure. I totally agree with you. Ignorance is evil. That's for sure. Ignorance is darkness.
Exactly. And this is why I'm here. I'm here teaching the universe the power of the cosmic code. Okay, so, well, it was nice talking to you, Elena, honey. I hope you're going to listen a little bit more to my future shows. And don't be shy. Order a reading for my website and let me take care of you. We are now coming. You have a good night, honey, okay?
Thank you very much for answering me. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye, Elena. Well, everybody, we are now off the air. It's time for me to go. And I want to take this opportunity to thank every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Today, you get connected a little bit more with my beautiful Tarania, my soulmate.
One more thing, everyone. And another one, I want to shout out to Esther Leon. You were there the day at Pasquaz. She's a beautiful singer all over the world. All her healing music. She reminded me of a very close family member of mine. And she's a very spiritual, beautiful lady. Maybe she'd check out some of her music. And maybe she has a part in something with you guys, too. Esther De Leon, I believe.
Yeah, but we'll have all the information in the next newsletter, on the very, very special newsletter.
And everybody out there, just keep your head up and your eyes open and believe and talk to the angels, because they're all around you, and you'll see the difference, but you just got to believe and understand.
All right, everybody. Have a good night, everybody, and let's see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.